Welcome to Lifelines Radio, a production of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. I'm your host, Maria Gallagher, Executive Director of the Federation. Joining us today are Sister Gianna Cassino and her co-author, Eileen Spinner. They have created a new journal, Mom, Tell Me Why You're Catholic, and Everything Else You Love. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Maria. It's really great to be here with you again, and I have someone with me, so it's really exciting.
Yes.
Really glad to be here.
That's wonderful. Now, can you tell us what prompted you to write this latest work?
Well, it was definitely born from the journey that I had in the past year with my mom. She's a woman of many shades and colors. And it was also the same time that I was completing my internship for my master's program in clinical mental health counseling. And at that time, that's when I met Eileen. She supervises me where I do my internship, and I learned about the beautiful work that she does with patients and families. And throughout that, in the middle of that time, my mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So I really wanted a way to preserve her faith and wisdom and memories. And just as a Catholic sister, Maria, I just wanted to create that way for mothers to pass on that spiritual legacy for their children. And I'm sure Eileen can speak to that too, because she shares that same faith and passion and love for people. So it was just really born out of that labor of love and that inspiration of faith.
For me, the easy answer is Sister Gianna prompted me. But I think I have no doubt the Holy Spirit prompted her to do this with her mom and extended that invitation to me to work on it with her. And working in end of life care, my primary job is helping patients do life review and legacy creation and making things for their loved ones. So for me personally, to do something like this, as a Catholic, to, capture some of my mom's faith and stories, but also as a mom, to do that for my children meant a lot.
Yeah, this is quite a work. And how did you come up with the journal questions? Because they are quite creative.
I'm so glad that you asked that, Maria, because yeah, they were, I think some, we both wrote these questions, and a lot of these questions were things that I had in conversation with my mom during her illness, and a lot of the things that I wish I had asked her earlier. And it just, I think it drew from the experience that Eileen and I both have working with families and the kinds of stories and memories that we gain, which is such a treasure. Each prompt was designed to encourage reflection on life, faith, and just like that beauty of motherhood. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think, we worked together a lot on organizing it and the wording of each question, and our goal was really to add some fun and lightheartedness, but also some really deep, meaningful questions.
Yeah, and you have a tremendous mix of questions. I mean, they really vary. Were there particular questions that you liked especially in this book?
Hard to answer. There's so many. I think there were some that as I wrote them, they were fun to write. But then as I was asking my mom some of the questions, they surprised me. Now those became some of my favorite questions. So it's really hard to pick.
I really like the question too about guardian angels, because I know my mom has so many experiences with her angel and so many experiences, like, those like little and big miracles that happen that we don't really hear, every day. And those, there are stories that are kept within the family circle. So I think those are my favorite ones or the most personal ones.
That's beautiful. And sister, what influence did your mother's passing have on your writing?
I think it informed my practice of writing that everything is passing. At the same time, I also want to say that it paralyzed my writing for a bit. It just shook my world. And I know you talk about this in your book, Maria, and Glorious Encounters with Mary, how when you lose a parent, it's just like there's just so much surrounding you. But writing, language, talking about it, was created that veil that I could lift to get the glimpse of them because I know, knowing that they're in heaven and just trusting in my faith and what I know was such a an anchor for me. But yes, I would say it just really impacted my writing in a way that shook it, but it also at the same time, it reminded me of the importance of what does not pass, what is eternal, and that's that the mystery of love and the treasure of faith that we can pass on and that death can't touch. Just that mystery of love, though the body will pass and we will receive new bodies, I think that it brought me closer to the mystery of love, and I just remember seeing this in your books, and then also and also just learning a lot. I've learned so much from Eileen, is that when we are able to reveal ourselves in the words and the writing and in the tributes, there's kind of like this search where we're kind of diving and digging deeper for gold within the grief. Like there is something there, for us that that God lets us have until we see him face to face. So all of that.
That's really beautiful. And Eileen, have you found the gold within the grief in your
She said
writing?
that so perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, we're in a culture that doesn't want to talk about death and dying, right? And so to watch Sister Gianna, who's written these amazing children's books, write something completely different, right? That was from her own personal experience of her mom being sick and embracing that moment, right? To capture those stories and capture her mom's values. It's sometimes hard to make that step, right? To find the gold in the grief, and that's what she did, and it's so rewarding when people do that, and it's joyful and it's fun. I'm sure Sister Gianna could share many stories of sitting with her mom and learning something new from her, from asking the questions. And I know for myself, starting to write these things down for my children has been really fun, and starting to tell them stories I wouldn't have thought to tell them before, so it's a beautiful thing when you take that step to share your stories and write them down.
Absolutely. Why do you think the mother-daughter relationship is so important?
Oh gosh. The mother-child relationship is so special. I can't even begin to put into words the love I have for my children. I remember when they were born thinking, oh my goodness, I didn't know this love was even possible to have for my husband and my children. We know through research too that parents are the most influential role model, for their children, and that family environment is just hugely impactful on children. And so sharing our faith and values in writing and in story and talking about them is just so important for parents to do with their children at any age, So, yeah, I think that relationship's really important to focus on, and for us to be open with our values, even if they're different,
Yeah. And I also, yeah, want to add to that, that the first person you see and the first person you love is your mom. It's that how that's how God designed it. So, I think that all reflects in that spiritual and that biological love that Eileen was talking about. And I think as a sister, I have spiritual motherhood. So, for me, I just feel like I can adopt the world when I pray and, and pray for those mom and daughter relationships that are out there, because they do form the person that we are.
Yeah, and I think it was in reflecting on your journal that came to my mind that the first person my daughter had ever danced with was me, because I remember distinctly when I was pregnant being so filled with joy that I started dancing.
Oh.
And it was like in the very earliest stages of pregnancy. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh gosh, I hope this doesn't hurt the baby, but I just want to dance for joy. And it was such a wonderful moment. And just to think back and to realize that that was her first dance when she was with me in my womb, it's just remarkable. And so I just wanted to share that your journal helped to trigger that memory. And I'm so appreciative for that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
In what ways can writing renew the culture?
So I think, if you don't write something down, it can be lost forever, right? Or even how you were saying that triggered a memory that you had kind of forgotten, and I wish for myself personally, I had writings from, I wish I had them from my grandparents or my great grandparents. I would have loved to have known their beliefs and their stories and what was important to them, or even the funny, like that's why we added fun facts to the journal. Like, I would love to know fun facts, what was their day-to-day life like, as I've worked in end of life care over the last 18 years, I've learned so much about the importance of sharing those values with the next generation, not just for the person that may be dying, but for their loved ones to have as something tangible to hold on to and read later, I've learned that, we have a physical death and an actual death, right? And our physical death's when our heart stops, but our actual death is when people stop talking about us, And so if we write that down for those future generations, it becomes something tangible and real that, 10, 20, 50, 100 years down the line, they can read. So, writing down what's important to us can renew our culture. Sometimes people are afraid to share what they believe, and I think if you can even just write it down, maybe it's shared now, maybe it's shared later, it can kind of renew that culture.
And it also just it celebrates beauty and inspires virtue because you have those values written, you've lived it. So your life is a book, really. And
It's true. Your life is a book, and you both have beautiful books to share. So you're listening to Lifelines Radio. I'm your host, Maria Gallagher, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. Joining us today are authors Sister Gianna Cassino and Eileen Spinner. And they are responsible for the wonderful new journal, Mom, Tell Me Why You're Catholic and Everything Else You Love. Now, what advice would you have for young people interested in writing?
I would say write with purpose and prayer. Let the Holy Spirit guide your words. And I would say don't be afraid to explore difficult topics, but always seek to uplift and inspire, because I think when people want to read a book, they want to know truth. They want to be inspired. And if you are writing, you should let mentors guide you, have other people be open to their thoughts. I'm so blessed to have Eileen do this project with me, because I knew she's always been that mentor for me. And don't rush the process, because it takes a lot of time and discernment.
And I think back to when I was back in my 20s, a long time ago now. And I was just starting in this work, and 18 years ago I thought, how am I supposed to write other people's stories, right? And I was nervous about, I was in my 20s. I was like, who am I to write this for somebody? I love to write, but I wasn't a writer necessarily, right? And one of the best things anyone ever told me was from a friend of mine who was a published author. And she said, Eileen, do you like to write? Do you write? And I go, of course, yes. And she said, then you're a writer. And I thought, oh, you're right. So I think it's one of those things, sometimes we can be nervous or worried that maybe we can't do something, right? But if you try, like Sister Gianna was saying, with purpose and intention and really focusing on what's important to you and what you want to share, just write. Reach out to mentors, reach out to people that can help you make it into something more beautiful. And my admiration goes back to her. She's inspired me in ways. Do things, I think when you take that step to embrace it and do it and reach out and get feedback and help, it really is a beautiful thing.
How do you recommend that people use this particular journal?
So ideally, it's about having a conversation with your mom or your dad. For us, we did this out of a labor for lo of love for our own parents, but it's having a conversation. So, you could buy this book for your mom or your mom and dad and sit down with them at the table or go have coffee. Or, even for me, my parents are in Texas. I sit on the phone and I talk to them almost every day. And now we throw a question in and we talk about it. And it's so fun and fruitful. I think back on research on life review and legacy creation and how it's just so helpful for people to do this and healing and joyful. And so, for us, we were just thinking, ideally you sit down and you talk this out together and you have a wonderful conversation, but we also know that might not work for everybody, So it's okay too to just sit down and write in it, or it's okay to just audio record it and have the voice. Voices are powerful. I'm sure many of us have saved voicemails from loved ones who have passed, So having a recording of this is okay too if you don't like to write. And I think Sister Gianna would agree, even if some of the questions don't resonate with you, you can skip them, you can go back, you can fill out one section and move to a different one. There's really no right or wrong because, we're all different. But ideally, we hope people really sit down and talk.
Yeah, and with that, also like if you would even want to fill out, so if some of the questions are very personal and you can really develop them, you can set aside time and adoration and fill it out. I was sitting with it yesterday in adoration and looking over the questions. So I think that's just a beautiful time to set aside for oneself and then, come back in. There's so many ways, yeah, that it can
My
be.
goodness, that's funny you say that. That's what I've been doing. I sit in my adoration hour and I fill this out now for my kids.
Yeah, it is so personal. It does invite that conversation, and that conversation is individualized. I mean, it's going to be different from person to person and from parent to parent. So, it's really ingenious the way that you set it up because you spark that creativity in people. Was that your aim at the time or?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And I
And I
think,
think
we left space in the back too for people to just free write, and even draw or whatever comes to mind. If they don't, necessarily want to answer a question, they can just write what's on their heart.
And why did you decide to work on this journal together rather than separately? Because you both are accomplished writers yourselves. So why did you decide to team up?
I
Well,
really,
go
oh,
ahead.
I want to know what you were gonna say,
No, go.
Eileen. Okay. Well, I guess. Well, I personally, I haven't had a project where I did not work with another person because I'm a children's writer, so I had an illustrator, and at this time, I knew that there would be a time that either my mom would pass between the production or before it. And I just think that with writing and with authorship, there's a lot of hand-holding. And I prayed and I was really inspired to ask Eileen. She opened up a question when we were in one of our meetings, and I told her what I was doing, and I invited her. I was so honored to ask her to help me write it. But also, it allows us to combine our perspectives, our experiences, and our wisdom to shape it in a holistic way that I think would just reach so many readers' hearts. Like, I know I've lived, in my vocation, I live it as a consecrated sister, and I knew Eileen was just this awesome mom, wife, counselor person. And I know she's totally denying it, but I wanted the full, of, the,
Well, and Sister Gianna is such a joy to work with. It's been so much fun. I feel like our paths crossed at, kind of a providential time. I call them little God winks. There's been so many little beautiful moments working with her. And, it's just natural for us on, a personal and professional level to create this, to honor her mom, who was dying at the time and dedicate this to her. And, my mom has a condition that causes short-term memory loss. So for me, it's a matter of trying to gather those stories while I can. So it just was incredibly meaningful to work together on it.
And it seems to me, some people may think this is simplistic, but I don't think so. And that's that this type of project can really help people to deal with those feelings that unfortunately can lead to assisted suicide, euthanasia, that sort of thing, because they're able to see the goodness in their lives and to pass that on to somebody else. And they may be able to see that goodness in their lives near the very end of their lives. And yet, what a tremendous gift they bring to other people through this writing.
Yeah, and the hope really is that people do this type of journal at any moment in their life. You know, I'm doing it right now for my kids, and I'm encouraging my friends to do it right now for their kids. I can't wait to read it in hopefully 40 or 50 years and see if my answers have changed. You know, it's such a beautiful way, like you're saying, renewing culture and like, you know, like sharing this, sharing what's in our hearts and our minds and our souls, you know, with our children and friends and even our own parents. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I think, it also shows, I think the light that comes from the beauty of our families shines even brighter when you have that darkness there, because there's no family on earth, even the life of Jesus and his family, that didn't have those hardships or those moments. You know, God, even from the beginning of Genesis, shows us that, the world began when there was darkness, but the light came. So I think it's beautiful that in this writing, and when you talk to your family, you can be very honest, very transparent about that.
That's for sure. And can you tell me what other writing projects do you foresee in the future?
So we are expanding this to be a series. There's also going to be dad. Tell me, are you Catholic or else? There's going to be grandma, grandpa, and however God allows, with the time that we have to do this and the time we can make. But we wanted to expand it for those different family members to be able to, yes, share their life, their faith, and their legacy, because sometimes it is grandma or grandpa or aunt that's, maybe the spiritual, stronghold, or the one who was praying and sacrificing for a conversion or enlightenment. So one of the things.
That's really awesome, because I can imagine that this is the kind of thing that can really bring families together. I mean, not just the mothers and the daughters, but also the fathers and the grandparents. And it's just a living legacy of love that can be passed on. So, Sister Gianna, can you remind our readers what other books do you have available?
Yes, I have three children's books right now. Puffle, I Talk to God About You, and Stars of Night. They're all available through En Route Catholic the publishing website, and then also EWTN, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, retailers online. So those are, yeah, right now it's all children's books, and this is my first one that's for an older audience, but it can also be young. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And what recommendations do you have for people to use their talents to build up a culture of life?
I think, you know, we're given certain gifts, right, from God, and I think God really wants us to share those with others and create that culture of life. It can be hard, like I said, to step out and share them sometimes, but that's why a journal like this is a nice safe space to write what's important to you, and maybe that translates over into giving you courage to talk about it and share it with others. And you know, if we allow God's light to shine through us, then we share those talents, those joys, those stories, and we share that light with the next generation. And you know, this journal is just one way to do that, you know. And I thought of, you know, Pope Francis when he talked about the saints, and he said that, you know, they're like the stained glass of the church, and that God's light shines through each of them according to their own shade, right? And we're all called to be saints in heaven one day. And so we each have certain gifts and certain talents that, you know, we can let that light shine through us in a loving and humble way. And so, you know, I really just hope people share their gifts and their light, you know, through this journal and, you know, through other ways that they can help future generations.
Yeah, and every person is so unique. So just like that stained glass window, I would pray and discern how God is calling you to serve. What kind of mosaic is he building, and where does he want you in it? Because every talent can really be used to glorify him. So I would recommend for people to have that pure intention to glorify God, to build his kingdom, because he is the source of all goodness and all success and so much fruitfulness. So, I think when we're working towards, we work toward it through a different way. It's really that intention and that faith that unites us and makes it one.
And sister, I'm wondering, through the progress of your mother's sickness and ultimate passing, what did you learn about her that maybe you didn't know before?
There's so much that I learned. I think if one thing, I actually think she taught me how to live. Because in her last days, she's a physician and she worked till the day she died. And she told me, I want to die serving my patients. And I've seen that like in Blessed Giorgio Frassati's life. And Mother Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini, she died wrapping gifts for orphans, my mom was someone that never stopped, such a giver. And I think she even gave to the point that she neglected herself, so sacrificial, and I think every mother has that aspect where there's so much love that there is sacrifice and you would give to somebody. But I would say that I think she taught me how to live really in her last days and to not stop no matter what the pain or sorrow is. So, yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is so wonderful.
It's interesting, like just doing some of these questions with my mom, who isn't sick and dying necessarily, right? Like we all are, but it's been so interesting because my mom is very, very humble. She doesn't brag on herself or, so to ask her questions about herself, I wondered how she would respond. And I had to kind of, help her to open up. And it's so exciting to help her see how beautiful of a life she has, right? And my goal really is to help her see like how much of a servant she is to others, and just like Sister Gianna's mom, how much she does for other people and how she lives her faith and how she's inspired my faith. And so it's been really beautiful.
Tremendous. So, in the minute we have left, can you remind us how can people get a hold of Mom? Tell me why you're Catholic and everything else you love.
You can go to www.catechesis.press and you can find the book there, or you can find it online. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Target, all these different retailer sites as well.
And it is just such a blessing. And to be able to hear you talk about it is so wonderful. Thank you both for being on Lifelines Radio today.
Oh, thank you, Maria. This is really delightful. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Lifelines Radio, a production of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. Thanks for joining us today. And remember, there's always a reason to choose life.